Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I want to talk about three terms that we seem to use interchangeably, but really are quite distinct. Today, I want to talk about the difference between introversion, shyness, and social anxiety disorder. And like I said, we seem to use these terms interchangeably. So let's split them up and see how they are different. There's a huge tapestry that is known as the human behavior. And all of our responses to social interactions often define how we navigate in this world around us, pulling on that tapestry. So the terms introversion, shyness, and social anxiety disorder are, like I said, often used interchangeably, but they represent distinct aspects of our personalities and our human experiences. So let's delve into each one of these to shed some light on their nuances. Introversion, first up. This is actually embracing the inner experiences. And I am very interested in this word because I kind of consider myself leaning much more toward the introversion side of the large spectrum of introversion over to extroversion. So let's see what it is and see if I find myself in here by the time we're done talking about it. Introversion is a fundamental personality kind of trait, something that we are coming into the world with, and it shapes how individuals interact with their environment. Those who identify as introverted or lean toward the introversion side of the continuum tend to be drawn toward their inner thoughts, their own ideas and emotions, rather than seeking constant external stimulation. And while they may enjoy social interactions, they often find solace in low stimulation settings like one-on-one conversations or small group gatherings. Introverts recharge their energy through solitude and introspection, valuing deep connections over superficial engagements. Well, I have to say, yes, that would be the way that I tend to roll. And I love that the idea is not that we don't like to be social. I actually enjoy being social. And I love when I can be out and about and social. But it also takes a lot out of me. And I need to recharge. And I also like it to be somewhat on my own terms, meaning that I would much more enjoy a small social interaction over a really large one. So it just lets me get a little bit deeper in my conversations I have with people. And that's just the kind of thing I enjoy. It's not that I can't do it any other way. It's just that that would be what I would tend to enjoy. Now, in my family and in my own social circles, I interact with a lot of extroverts, and I mean some that are really very far toward the extroversion side of things. And they're so interesting to me because it's not my way. And I just love seeing people who are very much energized and inspired and feel creative around larger groups, more external stimulation, things coming from the outside that get them juiced up. Like, it's so interesting to me. It just doesn't happen to be the way that I feel most comfortable or the way that I feel most creative. So anyway, that's introversion. It's kind of interesting that it is about embracing inner experiences. Now let's move along quickly here to shyness. Now, I was never labeled as shy, but perhaps I could have been because I didn't always go toward the large, big group. But many people, this does get tied together. They might be introverted, but they get labeled as shyness. Let's see what that's all about. That could be called the dance of discomfort because shyness is more about the emotional response to their experiences in social situations. It's a feeling of fear or discomfort when interacting with other people, particularly in unfamiliar settings. Shyness can be situation dependent, varying in intensity based on the environment or the people that are present. Those who are considered shy might struggle with initiating conversations or engaging in new social settings. However, with time and with familiar faces, shyness might wane, allowing individuals to feel more at ease. So as you can see, this shyness piece is kind of fluid. It is kind of like a dance. And it starts out as the dance of discomfort, but looks like over time, even the shyness can wane and the dance can become more at ease and fluid. Now, let's move on here to social anxiety disorder, which is more of a diagnosis, and it could be looked at as beyond shyness. Social anxiety disorder is known as a social phobia and as a mental health condition that transcends the realm of shyness. An overwhelming fear of negative social judgment or humiliation characterizes social anxiety disorder. And unlike shyness, which might diminish with familiarity, social anxiety disorder can cause consistent distress in social situations, leading to a desire to avoid them altogether, right? To totally back out of social situations due to the pain and discomfort that is often accompanied by those situations. And this avoidance is often an attempt to manage this intense anxiety and fear that accompanies these interactions. The fear of embarrassment can be so potent that it hampers daily activities and impairs one's quality of life. You can see the problem that can develop from this. So let's take a moment and see if we can recognize the differences, because it's good to know that we don't need to be all lumped into the same category. Or if you have danced with shyness, the discomfort of new situations or people, that you don't in particular have social anxiety disorder. So introversion, shyness, and social anxiety disorder share some common threads. And those common threads would be not feeling particularly comfortable in all social situations, but they diverge in terms of intensity, impact, and underlying causes. And so it's good to remember that introversion is a personality trait. Shyness is a fluctuating emotional response. And social anxiety disorder is a mental health condition that can be helped by having outside interventions. So if you're on a journey of self-discovery and find yourself wondering where you fit in this spectrum, you could take a moment to reflect on your own experiences. Are you more drawn to inner contemplation, or do you often find yourself fearful of social interactions? Have you experienced transient shyness that wanes with becoming familiar with the people and places, or do social situations consistently trigger overwhelming anxiety? These questions can be a starting point for understanding your own behavior and emotions. And understanding these nuances can be a powerful step towards self-acceptance and growth. If you identify with shyness or social anxiety disorder and find that it's affecting your well-being, seeking help from the outside can be transformative. Therapists, coaches, clergy, friends, and mental health experts can help provide tools and strategies to manage anxiety and improve your social interactions. And remember that regardless of where you fall on this spectrum that we've been talking about here today, your experiences are valid. Introversion, shyness, and social anxiety disorder are all facets of the intricate human experience. By embracing self-awareness and seeking support if needed, you can navigate the path forward with confidence and clarity. So let's look at a quick list that I have here of, am I introverted, shy, or do I have a social anxiety disorder? Now, of course, I am not here to label you or to put a diagnosis on you. I am a coach. I do not make diagnoses. People come to me with their diagnoses, but I have a quick list here that can help you maybe begin to look at where you might fall. So let's look at introversion again. We'll start there this time. And it's a personality trait. Remember, I said this is something that we come to this life with. I can say this clearly from my own life that I didn't become introverted. I think I have always been introverted. I can look back on my friendships, even back in grammar school, and see that I always would choose the one friend or two friends, and going deep into all kinds of imaginary games and things that we would talk about versus the large group settings that I would be in those, but I would prefer to have my one-on-one or small group friendships. And I can only see that now. Much later in my life, I obviously was not thinking about this when I was a kid, but introversion is that trait. It is a personality trait we come onto this planet with, and we're drawn towards inner experiences rather than that strong need for external stimulation. And like I said, I have extroverts in my life and they really do thrive. It's so amazing for me to see, because what would exhaust me really gets them going and recharges them, that strong need for the external stimulation. And the introvert is likely to prefer the low stimulation settings, like one-on-one friendships, or even catching up in the office when I worked in the corporate world. Like, I really preferred that one-on-one conversation about a project versus being in that big meeting where everybody was talking. And so we prefer that one-on-one, the small catch-up, or the small groups. And moving on now to shyness. Again, I don't think I'd ever been labeled as being shy, but I do know people who come very close to, I can see that they're introverts, but have been labeled as being shy. Although the beauty of shyness is how fluid it is. It's a feeling of fear or discomfort when you're around other people, to the point where it really bothers them or the people in their family. Shyness can change. Like I said, it's fluid in its intensity, depending on the environment or the people that you're around. So you can see how it could actually develop from having some bad experiences, right? Where you all of a sudden like start to withdraw and become shy, or with comfort and becoming more familiar, you may come out and be more open and less shy. But they have a fear of negative social judgment, and they're more comfortable with familiar people. But again, it seems like it's very fluid. And then ending up here again with the social anxiety disorder, this is considered a mental illness. Now, I have my own views on all of these things. I don't really consider them mental illness. I guess I look at it as just a place on the spectrum of being human. And we can find times in our life where we have the feelings of social anxiety, quote, disorder, where overwhelming fear of negative social judgment may be real for us, or humiliation, right? We're afraid of those things. I don't know. Again, I don't know if it's really an illness, but it is listed as a mental illness. And the fear of the social situations causing high stress. And what happens is this person begins to avoid social situations in an attempt, what? To take care of themselves, to feel okay, an attempt to manage their feelings of anxiety. And maybe once they learn other tools and ways of dealing in the world with these overwhelming fears, they may be able to come out more. I know they can because I've seen it. So again, this person often avoids social situations in that attempt to manage their feelings of anxiety. And they may attend social situations but experience very heightened anxiety in those situations. Again, it's not quite as fluid as shyness, but I have seen many people change their, quote, social anxiety disorder and be able to move into life in social situations where they are much more comfortable. Maybe they'll never be as at ease as the extrovert, but I won't be ever as at ease as the extrovert in those large settings either. So here we are. We can just look at these and decide where we might fall on this and what we want to do about it. You can, through understanding the differences of introversion, shyness, and social anxiety disorder, decide where you fall and what you might want to do, if anything, to become more at ease. I hope this show has been helpful for you, because I know that I have very much enjoyed being here with you today. And now for today's quote. Understanding the intricate threads of introversion, shyness, and social anxiety disorder is a journey towards self-awareness, acceptance, and growth. And that author is unknown. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.